Any other mutations or targetable mutations that look promising in melanoma? There was talk about, you know, there was a lot of interest in NRAS. I see you have a paper looking at ribociclib. That's kind of interesting. A CDK inhibitor we use in breast cancer with binimetinib. What do we know right now about NRAS disease?
NRAS disease is very interesting because of our problems targeting RAS in general, KRAS, NRAS, HRAS. We just have, today, nobody's figured out the challenge of how do you get an inhibitor into a protein that's so smooth, it just doesn't have a lot of grooves and crevices in there. So these inhibitors don't fit in. So we're stuck trying to inhibit downstream of NRAS, which basically means MEK or PI3 kinase. And MEK and PI3 kinase cannot be inhibited together. So you have to focus on one of the two. And if you focus on MEK, you still have a lot of signaling downstream. And so people have used CDK4/6, which actually looks pretty effective. That combination looks pretty effective. But I think we'll have to look at bigger trials to see whether there's a certain percentage of people who have long-term disease-free survival like you have with immunotherapy, or in general, are you just inhibiting the disease for 4 to 6 months, which if that's the case, I think it would be not as interesting.